and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Maureen St. Germain, and we are here with you each week. And this week, I'm here with Billy Roberti, my co-host, who also has worked with me on the book Genie in the Bottle. We are so happy to have you here. We are live. Billy, are you there?
I am here. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is here with you each week at this time on Fridays. International transformational teacher, author, and intuitive, Maureen St. Germain is the author of the Amazon.com bestseller, Beyond the Flower of Life. She was a business CEO and lobbyist for much of her professional career. In 1994, she decided to live according to her inner guru. Since then, everything has changed. She founded Transformational Enterprise Incorporated and began traveling worldwide, Europe, Canada, the U.S., Egypt, Japan, and more, to give audiences her teachings, which integrate both her corporate and spiritual experience. Over the years, Maureen has created and produced 10 guided meditation albums. She also authored 3 books, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has developed a line of Ara Mandalas, essential oil blends designed to facilitate emotional healing, deeper meditations, and spiritual expansion. Today, Maureen and her company provide worldwide consulting, workshops, training, sacred journeys, guided meditations, aromatherapy products, instructional books, and related materials. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with our discussions on transformation, which means permanent change, to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today we're talking about what the future holds in store for us. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call in and ask questions. Wow, Maureen, well, what's going around? What's on the rumor mill saying about the next few months? I hear there's all kinds of predictions and wild ideas going on. Can we, let's sort of hear what's going on and see what's true and what's not.
Okay. So, first of all, I'd like to reassure everyone that we are headed for rapid, rapid transformation. And what that really means is there's going to be a lot of changes, but every piece of the way we are guided and protected. If you're feeling like things are moving too fast or you're on this merry-go-round that's going too fast, it's okay to step off. And it's okay to say, I need a break. I need some time downtime. In the next few months, we are being given the opportunity to accelerate who we are as human beings and who we are as spiritual being, and we're going to find a way to integrate that so that we are human spiritual beings. That's going to cause a lot of people to shift. Some people are going to decide they don't want to go any further. So you're going to see a few more people pass on than perhaps would be normal. And the lion's share of individuals are simply going to be sweeter, kinder, and more loving than they knew that it was possible for themselves. So it's almost like an automatic upgrade that you get from Windows.
That sounds like something to look forward to.
I think so. You know, some people fear it, and certainly if you've been working furiously on your computer and it's trying to update and you don't want it to because you're trying to finish your project, my advice is take a hint from the Windows people. They will upgrade whether you are ready or not. And if you walk away from the computer and go to the bathroom, suddenly it has shut everything down and taken it up to the next level. So what you want to do is say, okay, I'm not really ready, but I'm willing. And if it needs to happen right now, let it go and help me with that transition so that it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I find if you just keep on breathing, it'll just carry you over all that feeling of unsettlement.
That's right. So remember, as you go about your business, that everything is in divine order. And if you reaffirm it for yourself, you will line up with the version of the reality that is in divine order. divine order, because you will attract that which you vibrate.
What do you see ahead? Do you think anything special is going to be happening on 11-11, November 11th of this year?
Yes, I do, actually. And it's kind of funny, because I am a numerologist, as some of you know, and when I first heard people making plans for the 11-11, I, at the personality level, was quite annoyed because I thought to myself, this date, 11-11, is man-made. It's a date that was set up by someone who created a calendar that wasn't all that holy a man. So why should we make that day special when any day could be special? Or when an astrological date where the planets line up could be special, why should a man-made date be special? And then I went into meditation and I asked my guides, and they corrected me, which I think is quite funny. And they told me that we've been practicing this calendar for 2 centuries and that honoring it actually honors the human and the human creation and allows us to take our human creations to the master level. So a double 11 is a 22. That's the master builder. 11 is the master moving from the secular to the sacred, or from the floor to the dais or platform. So what we have is those of us who are carrying the message, even if it's just in our heart, that we are part of one humanity and that we're all connected and that we belong to one another like a school of fish. On the 11-11, we're going to get this lovely upgrade. And what I saw was that the planet would be bathed in a lovely energy of unconditional love for about 30 minutes, which would then allow each of us to be the sweeter version of me, of you.
What about any particular dates in 2012 that you think something like this might happen, or something of note will happen?
Well, I do believe that there are dates that are coming up that are going to impact us. You know, when I'm in the Akashic Records, I do often get dates. I am a little concerned about naming them, but I will tell you that January 16th is a day to look out for or to watch for and be in a place where you're comfortable and happy and centered. I was told in early August about the August 23rd date that would have a force majeure, as they would call it, a major force. As we all know, something big did happen on the 23rd in the area of the United States called Virginia and also a part of Colorado. And what I will say to all of you who are listening is, more importantly, is your connection with your heart, because your connection with your heart will put you where you need to be and help you feel strongly, oh, I need to go today. I've been meaning on going for that drive out in the country. I need to go, and it's like, I have to do that today. And everything clears, and you just go. Or it might be a day that at work you get a very strong urge to make a certain phone call, to talk to a certain person. So pay attention to those and get in the habit of honoring them. And then when Mother Earth is signaling you to do something different, you can feel that sensation and it will be familiar enough that it will be safe to follow. So many times people don't follow their hunches. And what you're doing is you're learning how to practice harnessing your hunches.
And that I'd like to go through more in the break time. But just before then, what should we not expect, just to get back to those rumor mills? What should we not expect to happen?
Well, I expect that the Earth itself will be quite safe as a place to be. So anywhere you are, you will be safe. I also believe and get very strong messages that if there's unusual weather, what you can do is get in the habit of doing this chant. And this chant is called El Ka Lim Om. El Ka Lim Om. There is a recording of it that is available on the web, on iTunes, and other places. It is something that we recorded at our company, and you can play it in the background. You should have your study group or your friends or whoever you want to get together to meditate do that on a regular basis. This chant allows you to tune with the elements of earth, air, fire, and water. And when you tune to these elements, Mother Earth is aligned with you and you with Mother Earth. And so when you move energy through your body like this, by singing this chant, you create something that changes the reality. So I know you need to go to a break, but what I will say is right after the break, I will tell you about my experience when I was in the earthquake in Japan in December.
So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about what the future holds in store for us. If you haven't heard this whole show, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's M-A-U-R-E-E-N, MAIN.com. Click on our news you can use, choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. You can also read about and register for Maureen's workshops on our website. Click on our workshops link for a complete description, dates, and locations of all her scheduled workshops. And if you would like to host one or more of Maureen's workshops, drop us a line at info@MaureenStGermain.com. Okay, our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. This is a great day to call in and ask questions about what the future holds in store for us. Now, before the break, Maureen started to tell us a little bit about her secrets for staying safe. How does she know where to be in the right place at the right time? And, Maureen, you've had a number of different experiences of that kind of thing. Could you just sort of list situations where, and then tell us a little bit in detail about one of them and how you coped?
Well, I will actually tell you about a couple of them, but I want to continue what I was discussing earlier, which is this chant called El Kalim Om. It's in the CD called Mantras for Ascension. You don't need the CD, but it's highly useful to have it because then it helps you keep your momentum. When I was in Japan last December, I was there for one of the earthquakes, and the earthquake was over 8 on the Richter scale, and the building I was in was moving significantly, and I was woken up. It was about 1:30 in the morning, and I got up. I asked what was going on. I was told, get up. So I got up. I didn't get any other direction other than to sit in the living room, which I did. I did a few things and then finished those, and I was just sitting there kind of in a sweet state, and I could feel the building start to move. Now, in my case, I was on the 6th floor, and I physically sent a energy from my tailbone directly into Mother Earth. And I believe that each of us doing that will make a significant difference in the vibration, in how everything plays out. And so, if you were in a situation where you felt that Mother Earth was suffering and there was some major weather going on, whether it's an earthquake or a tsunami or anything, tapping into Mother Earth in this way will allow you to carry the energy of Mother Earth through your physical body and allows Mother Earth to tune to you, which is calm. So, in another example, I was with a group in Hawaii when the next earthquake occurred, and there was this big tsunami. My group was evacuated from the hotel we were staying in. And as the news came down that there was a tsunami headed our way, there was quite a bit of fear going on. And everyone in the group had fear. And one person was conveying what she had heard at the front desk. And then she started to give some specific directions on what we should be doing as a group. And I remember out of my mouth came these words. Now, just a minute here. There's only one leader in this group. And everyone stopped and looked at me. And I said, before we do anything, let's tune to Mother Earth. And so we all huddled in close together. And I asked each person to be aware of their pranic tube and to send it in both directions, deep into the earth and up into the sky. And then I said, allow Mother Earth to express through you. And everyone in our group could feel this amazing vibration, like a rumble, coming through Mother Earth into our pranic tubes and into our physical field. We all felt it. We allowed it to occur. Then we offered our deep gratitude to Mother Earth, our intention that it be lessened as much as possible. And then we went about our safekeeping exercise where we went to high ground. So one of the most important things you can do to support Mother Earth and to mitigate this is to do this. Now, I know our group was not the only group doing this, and I heard from many of my students all over the world who were also tuned to Mother Earth at this time and processing some of the excess energy. And I will also add that many of them had similar experiences to what our group had. In addition, there's lots of other teachers who were also working on mitigating that tidal wave, that tsunami, as it, the true name of it is. And what was expected in Kona was 9-something in terms of a 9-foot wave, and they only had 6-foot waves. And it, they saw damage all along the coast, but where our hotel was, there was no damage. And as a matter of fact, I had put a column of light all the way up the side of the hotel because I had left my crystals out on the lanai and had forgotten them and was worried about my crystals. I didn't even think that I was protecting the property. I just put this column of light in place, and there was no damage in that part of the hotel at all. Yet the restaurant next door to us had to close for 3 days while they cleaned up.
Wow. And this was all due to going within, asking higher self for guidance.
Yes, and it's also by choosing to do these practices. So as you listen, you know, take time to do your meditation. Take time to learn this chant, El Ka Lim Om. Sing it any way you want. Sing it in a rhythm. Sing it in a monotone. It doesn't matter. But learn to sing it, and it's best if it's done outdoors. And then you will find that the elemental energy of the earth will be tuned to you and you to Mother Earth. So then you can operate as one. Instead of looking at the elemental energy of the earth as being something different from you and foreign.
Exactly. So it's almost like these events that are coming are encouraging us to connect with Mother Earth and remember that we are all one, and that we see the effects when we do make that connection.
Well, I would take it even one step further and say that there are no so-called events that are, quote, coming, as much as there is a strong need for us to harmonize with the earth in such a way that we cause healing for ourselves and the planet.
So we're sort of healing the rift that our modern civilization has created between us and our planet.
Well, not just our modern civilization, because that implies it's just external. Look at how we have man's inhumanity to man. So it isn't just the physical damage that we've done on Earth. It's also the emotional damage that we've done to each other that is also causing Mother Earth to, quote, heave. And as we heal that emotion, as we heal our own emotion, as we support others healing theirs, and as we tune to Mother Earth, we can move that through us, and it doesn't have to express in the way that it could or in the way that was predicted by so many fears. You know, if you look at the prediction of modern-day psychics or old, they all have this time frame where there isn't much of the Earth. And we have to look at that and say, why has that not occurred? And the answer is because we're healing. We're healing ourselves, and we're healing Mother Earth. And it's been successful enough that we're going to make it. You know, it's like the kid who almost fails his sophomore year, finally gets it together, finally figures out how to study, enjoys his junior and senior year, and graduates with great grades. And you think, wow, you know, there was a close call there. But it's only a close call, and only close calls count in horseshoes. Everywhere else, close calls don't count. They don't count. So, in a way, it's kind of cool. We are going to make it. We do have many souls of light who are here to help you. We would like to be of service to you, and we hope that you will take our recommendations about the future and understand that you are part of the solution. You get to be part of this great transformation on Mother Earth. And think about this. If incarnation is a choice, and I believe it is, it means you came to be here for part of the solution. You didn't come here to be scared. You didn't come here because you wanted to be here when everything fell apart. You came here on purpose to be part of the solution. So let's step up and do it, you know?
Yes, and next week I'll be talking with Dan First about his new exciting book, Surfing Aquarius, Acing the Wave of Change. As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder that you can go to our website if you miss any part of this interview. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we're wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.